So joining us in the break room today is author Lauren Tarshis. Lauren is not only an author. I mean, my gosh, she's so much more than just an author. She's vice president, group editor of the Scholastic Classroom magazines, includes editing StoryWorks, which is National Language Arts Classroom magazine for grades 4 to 6. She does StoryWorks Junior for grade 3. And if that's not enough, she's running her website, laurentarshis.com. And if that's not enough, she's writing the I Survived series. And Lauren, you know, I love the whole idea of a series to get children involved, at least, and I say children, you know, young kids, involved in history. At least trying to say, hey, is that right? And we, you know, then we try to learn a little bit more. So what got you started in writing the I Survived series?
Well, I spent much of my career at Scholastic, and, you know, the founding mission of our beautiful children's publishing company, which will celebrate our 100th anniversary next year.
Wow.
Was to the whole company began with our current chairman's father, who had the idea 100 years ago that children needed to know more about themselves and the world in order to be able to be functioning members of a democracy. So 100 years ago, or it will be 100 years ago next year, he started a magazine called The Scholastic for high school students. And so I still work in that division, which is, you know, still has the same mission. So I've spent most of my career finding stories that build kids' knowledge, inspire them, hopefully, you know, open doors of curiosity in their minds. So I think that the I Survived series was really in some ways inspired by the kinds of stories that I saw kids responded, you know, most passionately to, which were these big stories about important events with a child in the middle of it so they could relate to it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I have 4 kids of my own, and I saw how challenging it is to find books for boys, especially. I have 3 sons and a daughter, and one of my sons just wouldn't read, and one day I said to him, what kind of book do you want to read? And he was very clear. He said, I want to read about a really cool topic, like the Titanic or a battle, and I want there to be a ton of suspense, and I want the main character to be a boy like me. So I said to him in a kind of threatening tone, all right, I'm going to write those books for you, and then you better read them. So that was kind of the impetus. I never imagined that it would be, you know, I've been doing the series now for 9 years and 18 books later.
Right.
I didn't expect it to become, you know, this, and it's really evolved far beyond in scope what I originally imagined, which was sort of the Titanic and, you know, the shark attacks of 1916. Right away, I started getting a lot of requests from kids and parents and teachers for more iconic, big American, you know, historical
right.
events like the American Revolution, like 9/11. So I've really been following the, you know, the curiosity and the needs of the parents and teachers and kids who I'm in touch with.
When you research these books, did you ever find anything that you thought, wow, I didn't know that?
Constantly. I mean, I think people feel sorry for my kids because at dinner I'll be spending my day researching. I'll be like, you wouldn't believe what I just discovered. This is just incredible. And then they'll go, can you just please pass the lasagna or something like that. That's what's so exciting about it is I don't go into these topics knowing a thing, frankly. I mean, a little bit maybe. D-Day, I do so much research for these books. So I went to Normandy. I met villagers, people in their 90s who were there for the invasion, who,
amazing.
You know, saw American paratroopers raining from the sky the night before the invasion, who had resistance leaders in their town, you know, walking those beaches and trying to imagine these gorgeous beaches of today, you know, with the
right.
white, the beautiful surf and the sand and the blue sky, and then juxtaposing that in your mind with the images you've seen of, you know, the carnage of these American soldiers, young, some teenagers, trying to get ashore and being gunned down by the, you know.
Horrific.
The
it was just horrific.
And stuff.
And horrific, and yet they were, you know, they were so brave at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is. It's true. So I think that the surprise for me, Jeff, is part of it is I once got this very funny note from a little kid who said, dear Mrs. Tarshis, why do you write about things that are so depressing, D-U-P-R-E-S-S-I-N-G? And I said, you know, I wrote him back. I thought about it. I thought, my goodness, he's right. But I, you know, what happens because I'm in the research process, I meet people who've gone through these events. If it's a recent disaster, you know, I always visit the place. If it's Joplin, Missouri, where the tornado hit in 2011,
right.
that book was written because people from Joplin invited me to come and wanted to share their stories. If it's writing about the Holocaust and, you know, talking to survivors and reading those memoirs, I've met so many people in my research and in day-to-day who have gone through these unbelievable, unimaginable, difficult events. And yet so many of them are able to eventually heal and move forward. And so I realized as I was writing to this young man that I actually am kind of a more hopeful person than I think I was when I began, because I can see that, you know, people can be really resilient. And that is certainly the story of D-Day in a lot of ways. I mean, for so many of the men I spoke to who fought, and, you know, who were in D-Day that day, and for the villagers, this was the greatest moment of their life, you know, in many ways. You know, it was a life-shaping experience, the friendships they made, and then even the process of healing afterwards, the growth that they went through. So it's very powerful.
So this is, 18th book in the series?
Yeah.
Okay, with all the people that you've talked to, and you've obviously, you know, told us that you've learned so much and talked to all these people, and they've, you know, come through to the other side, what's the one thing that they have in common?
Oh, what a good question, Jeff. I have to think that some people do have maybe, you know, because of things that happened early in their lives, maybe they have a store of resilience. You know, that I think is certainly true, whether it's strong family connections, strong faith, a community that they can rely on. Any of those things become very, very important later. I think that the support you get when you come back, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I was in Paradise, California, that town that was destroyed completely during the camp wildfires that happened back in November. I got emails from kids and parents inviting me to come to, they wanted to share their stories. So I went there, and they too, you already see it, the way they're thinking, the narrative, the way they tell the story in their heads. It's how other people helped them, how they helped other people, how they're going to rebuild. They're already framing the story in an empowering way.
Right.
And I do, that's what, maybe, you know what, that's, I think, what it is that it's, I, you know, it's not, oh my gosh, this happened to me, I was helpless, this could happen again, you know, I'm never going to recover. It's a very different sort of narrative. It's different stories that people are telling themselves about what they went through.
Amazing. So Lauren Tarsus joins us, the author of the I Survived series. Today, available, the latest in the series, I Survived D-Day. Earlier, you talked about creating this series so that you could get your son to read. Has that happened?
Well, you know, my sons were all late bloomers in terms of reading, and now they're big readers. So, well, he did read those books, and no, I wish I could tell you he magically became a reader. But, you know, I think it's, you know, it's a start, and I think that's,
absolutely,
you know, and I think it got him interested in some things. And
absolutely. I think that, what people people forget is that, you know, just read something. Read. I mean, whatever it is.
I think so, and I think I've also becoming, I'm sort of like thinking lately more that, yes, you have to read, but I think it's also about knowing, wanting to know, and there are lots of other ways that you can learn, you know, to get information, valuing becoming a knowledgeable person and knowing, you know, being willing to really explore and go on learning journeys, whether it's through videos or, you know, films that you're watching,
right,
documentaries, graphic novels. There's so many ways, you know, our beautiful magazines we create. There's many ways of kids to learn information. And then the more they know, the more they want to know, because that's, I mean, I think we've all learned that as adults. That once you start, then suddenly you're curious. And that, I always tell that to kids. I say, anything is interesting once you start to learn about it.
Lauren Tarsus joins us on Chewing the Fat here in the break room. So, Lauren, if I want to get a copy of I Survived, do I have to go to a special secret place to pick it up?
Or? Yes. My vault at home. No, they are luckily available pretty much everywhere. They're at bookstores, they're on Amazon, they're at Target, they're in libraries. So I also have a website, laurentarsus.com, where you can get, I have a lot of free resources for teachers and parents and kids, videos and all sorts of stuff that I make available. So
fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us on Chewing the Fat. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Jeff.